6 past 8 on RSM Breakfast. Michael Christian, Mick McGowan, Barry Hall with you until 8:30. Big win by the Blues, their first of the season. And I wonder whether it was just a coincidence, but our next guest played his first game. Carlton have their first win. Dylan Buckley, good morning.
How you going, mate?
Going well, thanks. Is that about right, mate? You come in and all of a sudden things change around?
No, I don't know about that.
Tell us about the experience, first of all, Dylan, about going to New Zealand and playing on Anzac Day there. It must have been pretty special for you, mate.
Yeah, it was. We were really thankful for the opportunity to head over to New Zealand. A lot of the boys never been there before. And it was a good trip. It was probably what we needed to get a win on the road, just to bring the boys back together. And we were really thankful to get over there.
Dylan, was there much pressure in the lead-up to this game? The outside microscope was clearly on Malthouse, your coach, and also the playing group. Was a lot said during the week about getting a win sooner rather than later?
Oh, look, I think there's always pressure. We obviously hadn't had a win for the year and wanted to kickstart our year, and we've just been taking it week by week, and a lot of things just haven't been falling our way. And we thought it was a real opportunity this week to try and get a win and kickstart our year.
Internally, did you think you were far away from getting that win?
No, not at all, not at all. We thought that against Essendon, if we probably had to put a four-quarter performance together, we probably could have been a bit more competitive in the last quarter there. But we knew that if we just stuck to our structures and did what we did in the pre-season, that we'd get our win soon and we'd be fine.
Have you come up with the answers as to why you haven't been able to put a four-quarter performance in?
I think that's the problem at the moment. We're just obviously, we've got a few injuries that happened early in the year, but a lot of the boys coming in now just focused on playing their role. And I think that when we have a simple mindset like that on playing our role, we play as a team, and that's when we get the 4 points.
Speaking about rating performances, how did you rate your first game back?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I think I was a bit scrappy a bit early on, but tried to get a bit of the ball running. But yeah, just tried to run out the game, play my role. I just wanted me to sort of just beat my man. The Saints have a lot of small forwards. A lot of really good small forwards, and you know they were running us ragged in the first quarter, so just had to lock down and try and run off when we could. But yeah, they kept us pretty busy.
And you did come off at some stage with, it looked to be an ankle injury. Has that been an ongoing problem, and how is it now?
Oh no, it just, I corked my quad pretty heavily just in that contest. Just got me flushed just right on the corky, but no, that's fine now, mate. I've been on the ice and that, and I'll be right this week.
Dylan, rather than asking the obvious question about whether Mick Malthouse should be the coach going forward, because a player's always going to support their coach, and rightfully so, tell us what Mick Malthouse has done for you as a footballer.
Oh, Mick's done plenty for me. Obviously, when I started my footy, I was played as a forward and probably wasn't getting a good giving myself an opportunity to play senior footy. He actually gave me the opportunity to start playing in the back line, so probably without him, I wouldn't really even be playing at the moment. He just sort of gave me that new sort of lease on footy to go down back, and I'd never played down back before, and showed a lot of faith in me, gave me opportunity to go down and play in the back line. So I'm very thankful for that from him, and I think that's what he does with players. He sort of really knows how to get the most out of his players.
Is he a compassionate coach?
Yeah, he's very compassionate. I think if you had the game on the weekend, you'd see how compassionate he was at quarter time and three-quarter time.
And does he try to nurture you when things aren't going your way?
Yeah, I think, like, he knows his players well, so I think he can read how he wants to get the best out of you, and if you're one of those players that maybe needs to be nurtured, then that's what bring. But if, you know, he doesn't think that you need it, then it's not going to come your way.
And there's a lot spoken about the leadership, and Mark Murphy came out before the game against St Kilda about leadership, and he needs a lead from the front. Was that spoken about much internally?
Oh, not really. Mark's a terrific leader in the club, and you know, it's a bit like the story of the year. Things just haven't really fallen our way at the moment, but I think the performance, you know, that he showed has just capitalised the public now how important he is to us, and it was a great game by him. He, you know, dragged over the line, and you know, I think it was 25 contested possessions through the midfield. He really got us going in the midfield.
And talking about future leaders, the Yankee Cripps, geez, he looks like a player.
Yeah, he's a good boy, Cripps. You know, obviously, he's a very large man, and, you know, watching him play on the weekend, it was really exciting. I can imagine how excited the Carlton fans are beating him, you know, especially his leadership in the midfield, so we're a lot to look forward to for him.
A lot's been said about your forward line, Dylan. Can you rely on Henderson and Bell kicking 50% of your total scores? What do you think, in your opinion, when you've got the field of play in front of you, your best forward setup?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think at the moment we've got a good forward setup. We just probably need a few boys to just take their opportunities when they can. I think Hendo had a great game on the weekend. And, you know, he's a really hard worker and things finally starting to fall his way. Bally, obviously, as much as I know he'd like to, he probably won't be able to kick four goals each week. But I think, you know, Henderson and Jones have really had really good pre-season. Probably two of our great guys up there. So if they can just sort of get a bit of confidence and we just keep using them with the footy, you know, they're hitting up well. They've just got to convert when they can. And we have extreme faith in those guys. We love them in the team. So hopefully they can work it out soon.
And you've got the short break, 6-day break into the big game on Friday night. It's massive for a whole range of reasons against the arch enemy. But Dylan, it's also your coach record breaking game. Can you explain what's in store for the week?
We've got a meeting this morning. We'll probably go through a review of the game. We'll have a training session on Wednesday. Will be our main session, and then we'll sort of just plan to face Collingwood. So obviously they had a great win on Anzac Day of Essendon, and you know they're in ripping form at the moment. They've got a lot of good players going well, so we'll do our homework on those guys, and you know, taking a lot of confidence out of the St Kilda game, try and do our best against them on Friday night.
Can you give our listeners an insight, Dylan, into what happens in the review? And I'm specifically talking about when you have a win by 40 points, is it a focus of what you did well, or is it a balance of room for improvements, or is it just basically putting five or six simple edits up there for everyone to see and let the players discuss it with the coaches?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, Mick. We go through a lot of stuff. It's a lot about our ball movement, our defence, you know, what we could have done better, what we did well. And, you know, I think in the first half we'll probably have a lot of RFIs. You know, St Kilda came out firing early and really jumped the gun. But we knuckled down in the second half, and I think there'll be a lot of positives to take out of that for this week. And when the coaches go through the edits, we just sit down as a group and go through. And you know, there's plenty of conversation. We just work out a lot of things. Some questions are put up with players, and we have just discussions about what we thought was right and what we thought was wrong.
And is that before or after your dad Jim sits you down and tells you what he would have done in the same situation?
No, I only hear from dad when I'm had a stinker. So
that'd be about 11 o'clock at night, I reckon, doing that review.
Yeah, it's pretty rowdy around there. It's almost in the pub.
Good on you, Dylan. Well done on Saturday, mate, and we wish you all the best for the big game on Friday night. It's going to be a big one.
No worries, boys. Thanks,
Evan. Dylan Buckley joining us there from the Carlton Football Club.
Yeah, and good morning to James Robert. I reckon he'd be tuning in.
14 past 8.